Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our depressed elephant. We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Ari.
And I'm Scott.
And this is Time Pop.
I wasn't feeling it.
She didn't pop it.
Time Pop.
There it is. She had a delayed pop reaction.
Poppity pop pop.
Hey, Desmond, we're pulling a U today as we're speaking to you. It's on quietly in the background.
Oh, beautiful.
How do you feel about that?
What's your time stamp?
We are at 20 minutes and 23 seconds.
All right, I'm at 13:26.
All right, well, you want us to wait for you? How about this? We'll go back and get back to 13 in 10 minutes.
No, I think I should speak up to you.
Look at that. You're controlling time. This is exciting.
This is infinitely amazing.
Okay, so we don't always say this at the top of the show, but I'm going to say this now for our listeners out there. For this movie, The Infinite Man, I know I'm not usually the one who introduces the title, but for this movie, ladies and gentlemen, I strongly encourage, recommend, and also require you have to see this movie, because this episode, I know you love just listening to us because we're like the best things ever.
The best.
But it will make absolutely zero sense to you if you have not seen this movie. So pause the show, go watch this like hour and 20 minute movie, and then come back and listen to our beautiful voices.
Ari will use her time machine to come yank those ear pods right out of your fucking head. She'll do it.
Oh.
Then I'll keep them.
She can find you.
We just watched this. My brain is scrambled. I was so good. Three quarters. I was like, I got this. Then one thing happened. And now everything I say today is not going to make. I'm out. I'm scrambled. I'm done.
Today, in the present, we will be discussing The Infinite Man from the past. You will listen to it in the future, which is now.
Wow.
Intro music happens here.
Intro music.
It sounds really cool.
Yeah, time.
Time. Back in time, and
cosmos.
Then it hits the boom.
Pop.
I think you guys just recorded our promo.
No.
I think we got it.
That's our new intro song, folks.
I'm going to stamp that.
Hello? 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 Hello?
If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel and pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Directed by Hugh Sullivan, starring Josh McConville, Hannah Marshall, Alex Dimitriadis, and that's it.
Yep.
They're not the stars of the movie. Those are the only two human beings in this film. Yeah, this is, you're so right, Art. I think you will understand our conversation, but this movie just deserves the surprises.
I don't think we're going to understand our conversation.
I didn't, not only did the twist like make me lose track of all the timelines, I didn't like this movie for the first 25 minutes.
Oh, that's interesting.
I did not like Dean. I do not like Dean 1 at all.
I mean, he's a bit of a planner, but he's funny.
He's clueless.
Yes.
I know there are people like that, but when your girlfriend is right in front of you telling you what you're doing wrong, not that a girlfriend should be there to tell you what you're doing wrong, but like take a hint. And, you know, maybe he's supposed to be a little, you know, a little bit on the spectrum or something, but it seems like he's more controlling things with science.
He's a methodical man. He's like an engineer. He's like a very methodical person with his science, with his relationship. He's very analytical, obviously.
I wish we had seen just a little bit of him. I understand why they didn't, because monetarily, you know, they couldn't get fill an office space to show us before we are here. But I would have loved to have seen him just a little bit in his day to day, just to see what drives this behavior beyond just trying to keep this woman from getting away.
Did you read the plot synopsis on Wikipedia? I went to Wikipedia after because I was like, I want to see them break it down for me in a way I understand. And it's so amazingly short. Can I read it?
Please do.
All right, here. This, such a complex film. I was looking for the breakdown. Wikipedia is normally very detailed, and here's what they give us. Dean, a scientist, wants to relive a romantic weekend with his girlfriend, Lana. After they're interrupted by Lana's ex-boyfriend, Terry, Dean tries to fix things by going back in time. That's it. That's it. They were like, I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to try at all.
The amount of information on the internet is shockingly thin. Like, I did the same thing. Like, I went on the internet. I was like, I need some answers. And I'm sure if I dug a little bit harder, I could find some. But yeah, I went to Wikipedia. And like you said, it's one of the shortest Wikipedia entries ever. I did actually find a timeline. Thank God.
Yeah. Do you found you got the diagram?
I got
the timeline.
I'll show you which one. Where did it go?
The This Is Barry one?
I don't know.
We've got one. It's a doozy.
This is definitely a movie where if you watched it a couple more times, you probably would get it, you know, and you'd be able to follow it. But at least two times you'd have to watch it.
I don't know. Only because of how many times I've seen Primer do I not believe that. And I feel like this is very well. No, you're right, Ari. I think you could. You might have to chart it out as you watch it, because like I just I'm really excited to watch it again and just see how well the earlier scenes hold up. Like, are there any clues when we're watching that first time through? Like, he gets introduced to Lana too, like we realize very fucking early. And like when I was rewatching it before we started recording, I was like, oh fuck, that's Lana too right there at minute 12.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, for most of the plot, there's only four versions of him and two of her. But yet the complexity of them weaving in and out at different points when you think it's the other one is pretty fascinating.
Aren't there ultimately five of him in the end?
Yeah, but that's just, I think that one just comes at the end only.
I think there's six.
There is six.
Who's the motherfucker with the flowers and the chocolates?
I think the diagram said that was five, right? That someone, he lived another year and he came back. Then he learned his lesson. So we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we will.
The diagram says there's six, but I think that was number five. But five and six come at the end.
The one we're looking at shows five.
Oh, does it show five?
It shows five.
Okay.
But I don't think it accounts for the loose cannon that shows up at the end.
Oh, you're right. There's five. Okay. So that's five at the end. So four is the one we see most throughout the film. The fifth, we can infer later on that that's him a year later coming back again. But there's normally just four of him and two of her and two Terrys. How do you want to start the plot breakdown, folks? Who wants to try to tackle this one? Do we keep it generic?
Is it even possible? Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Well, I think we should just start just to set, kind of like the movie does, just to kind of set the table. And then like the movie, once it starts getting weird, we're just going to get weird with it. And everyone out there, just hang on. And like Ari said, fucking watch this movie. You will.
Did you like it?
I fucking loved it.
Oh, great. Good.
Like by the end of it. By the end of it, I was, even after I was like, after it started getting a little bit weird, I was like, oh, this is going to be kind of cool. Like it kept getting its hooks in me more and more. Like the crazier and crazier it got, I was just like, whoa. Because it was so much about his love for her that I thought for sure he was going to go back once or twice and that'd be it. And because it was just all about his love for her. And we've watched a lot of time travel movies about love, and they're not about time travel at all. And so once this became about time travel, it's like, holy crap, this is amazing.
It's funny that some of the best time travel films are the simplest and lowest budget ones. You know, if you think about, like, I don't know, Primer, you think about Time Crimes, you think about this.
Yeah.
That are not really trying to go into too much. They're just kind of sticking with the idea of the intersecting of the different versions of themselves.
There was a lot about this movie that I liked, but I had so much trouble getting over the fact that they stayed in this condemned hotel with nothing around for 1 year. My main question for everybody out there, including the writer, is why a year? Like, I understand the concept of like an anniversary and it's like a important moment, But why a year? Why couldn't it have been a month?
Yeah.
There's a theory about this, but I'm going to get into that later.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Ari. And
it's a writer's tool for us to understand some references of this.
But I had so much trouble getting past the fact that like nobody would survive in the middle of nowhere in this condemned hotel in the same outfit for a year. Well,
that gets into one of the theories.
He's got the suitcase full of outfits. I mean, he's a nerd. He's only got one outfit and he's got five versions of it.
Okay, well, we'll come back to the theories, because I mean, you could have a theory for anything for any movie, any aspect of it. But
you're right, Ari. For a year, like at some point, we should have seen him eating Chinese takeout or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get they had a low budget, they had one location, they only had three actors. This was an amazing story, an amazing project, a puzzle to put together a movie like this with what they could, with what they had.
Yeah, really well thought out.
But yeah, it does put a hole in the even a time travel movie that kind of puts a gap in the reality.
I love that there's a part in the film where there's some things that they go in a later version of themselves stepping in for the earlier version just to make sure that all things happen the same way. And then you realize how much of this was fake on both sides and how this storyline's been manipulated all the way along. That's kind of this
house of cards that everyone's trying to hold up at the end is, and it doesn't even really crumble. It just like that. Okay. Yeah. We'll get into it. So everybody, the movie starts with Dean and Lana showing up to a condemned hotel because it was where they spent their previous anniversary. And Dean so we see there's a montage at the beginning, and Dean is very precise about everything. He's very scientific, and he knows how the brain functions, obviously. We'll get into the time machine eventually, too. And so, like, he knows how to make human beings have a heightened, sense of excitement through either a walk on the beach or they show him having sex, and he's like speaking his way through it very scientifically, and climax is reached and all this stuff. And like, he's even like, as you're having sex, he's even like, your cerebral cortex is flooding with endorphins or something.
Yeah,
like
he's a scientist. He's very methodical.
And so he's planned this perfect weekend out because they had a pretty good anniversary last week. And so he has mapped out how to make it absolutely perfect. And now the hotel doesn't exist the way it used to, but he's still trying to hold it together. And she's getting, she's very sweet, but she's also getting a little frustrated. Like, just this obviously isn't going to be the weekend that you had planned. So just let it go. Let's go for a walk on the beach, whatever. And he's trying to hold it up. And then she doesn't go for a walk because they never leave. Because where does she go? Because
she wants to go to the beach. Doesn't she like walk away for a second, but then she comes back?
So doing the synopsis, the overview of this movie is not going to be easy or particularly interesting to the listeners, to be honest, because we're going to be confused with it. It's not going to make sense unless they've just seen the movie.
So from here on out, shit gets weird. Like, the first time you watch it, you don't think it's getting weird yet. But like I said, at 12 minutes in, time traveling Lana has already come in contact with Dean, one who hasn't time traveled yet. So, okay. So the time machine is not, I don't think he's exactly sure how it works. I think he thinks it's going to work a little bit more on memories,
yeah,
and not so much of a physical time travel.
Yeah. At first, it's not a time machine. At first, it's just going to record their memories and they'll be able to re-experience it.
Yeah. So for this perfect weekend, so he gets eventually he gets the helmets out to put on their head to make beautiful love. And then they will be able to go to that moment at any time. But instead,
the ex-boyfriend shows up, interrupts them.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I mean, we can get through it fast. They get into an altercation. He shocks Dean. Dean wakes up and thinks he hears something. He thinks she's going off with him. He kind of yells at them, and she pretty much pushes them away because he thought she was plotting against him.
I can't believe, did you guys pick up on that right away? Like, I even have in my notes, like, fuck Lana, who's like ready, like, because what he thinks he hears is her talking to the ex-boyfriend saying, grab the helmets, grab these perfect memory hats, and we're going to go get some beer and go to the beach or something like that. And I was just like, that was one of the things that made me not like it. I'm like, who the fuck? Why does he care about this woman? She's dying to go off with her ex-boyfriend.
Right. And that sets everything off. That moment, he wakes up from the shock. He thinks he hears her discussing cheating on him or leaving with the other guy. And that sets this off the madness. It's kind of like Eyes Wide Shut, how like he's afraid of his wife having feelings and it sets him down this whole downward spiral. And from there, right, they go away. He thinks that she comes back. Oh, no. Was it a year later?
That's what I'm trying to figure out is if that first jump back, because he does he go alone the first time or do they both go back?
He goes off. He stays for a year. He makes the call. She pops up. He tries to get her back. And that's when he says we can use this time travel. We can.
That's right.
I've been working for a year on this device. Now, we recorded our memories in that day, but now I have a way to navigate back there. We can make different decisions. And from there, they go back in time. Now there's two versions of themselves in the past. It's a one-way ticket. And that's where things get wacky. Maybe we can just leave it at that. Then there's different versions of themselves going back. Dean 1 thinks he's interacting with Lana 1, but he's with Lana 2. Or vice versa. And like the Lanas and the Deans are talking to.
They switch. Yeah.
And then there's, then there's like a third Dean and he's jealous of the other Dean with her. And one Dean is with Lana and the other Dean is just waiting and listening to them for a year. Ooh, it's,
So this time machine can only go backwards.
Yes.
And I guess it can only go backwards.
To the recording they made.
To that specific time.
Yeah, he said, like, I found a way to navigate back to that.
And they never show the how it works, really, or the traveling. You just put the helmets on, push the button, and then they disappear.
There's no rules.
Yeah, but they never go forward in time.
And he never tests it out to see if it'll always go back to that point, which it probably will because that's where the recording is, or if it's going to take you back 365 days.
You would think this would just be a thing where they go into the consciousness of them back then.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense why they would disappear, but
then there wouldn't be all the antics.
Yeah, there's some suspension of disbelief.
And one thing I did notice early on where I was like, all right, this might get kind of weird is when he goes back in time, she yells for him, he comes out of the hotel room and she's facing the wrong way. Because, like, she knows what hotel room he likes to stay in. This freak is not going to stay in a different hotel room. So when he comes out of a different room and he's like, Lana? And she has to turn around.
But she's not even the original version of herself doing that. She's an older Lana playing that role.
Oh, is that a...
Yeah, that's not even an OG Lana. Remember, that's later on. He's like, oh, she's not here. You got to go out and say the things exactly the right way. And I'll give you an earpiece and tell you what to say. That's that Lana. So it's... Oh, man. It's like a farce for themselves. It's like this whole show just for themselves. It's so great.
Yeah. Lana 1 gets wrapped up in a lot of shit. Wow. She gets wrapped up in
Lana
a lot
2,
of shit.
You mean?
But then wait, it doesn't Lana 1 go, she goes back into her own loop, right? Because she accidentally goes back in to play the role instead of staying with the current Dean. But then she's got to go back in time again. And she's just like repeating that loop.
Well, that's how he drew that XY circle. But then there was like other stuff that she came out and did other stuff besides just those two.
Oh my God. This is great, guys. We're, you know, we do a lot of these films and we keep track of this one. This one is, it's hard for us to even talk about because there's so much. It just doesn't seem like it's that complicated. There's just four hims and two hers, but it's.
This is such. Oh God.
It's impressive, right?
And it's so. How did I worded it earlier? Like as I was trying to chew on this earlier, I think I was literally in the bathroom. Just like, what the fuck did I just watch? Like, this is Lana's, is it Lana or Lana? I don't know. It's her. This is like her nightmare. Like, this is like, she's kind of having a Groundhog's Day trying to be with the one she loves. She's like, I love this guy. He's driving me nuts, but I love him. What can I do to help him? And in his search for perfection, Jesus, look at his machine. I didn't realize how big his machine was. Yeah, there's got to be a Radio Shack nearby somewhere.
He tries to, from her point of view, I mean, he tries to overplan this thing at a dead end hotel. And then like he pushes her away and then he apologizes and then he overplans it. Then he forces her to stay there for a year and he freaks out about the other boyfriend and he keeps leaving her and not. It is a big nightmare for her.
It is. And at one point, so Terry, the ex-boyfriend, at one point, Terry kills himself and we find out.
By the way, by Terry killing himself, he means a younger version of Terry kills a second carbon copy time traveling version of himself.
Yes, the time traveling version of yourself.
Although he didn't kill him.
Oh, that's right.
Because he was awake in the...
Oh, fuck. There's two Terrys running around.
There's a lot of Deans running around. So, yeah, just to discuss with you guys. So if when we get to, say, present time, right? Like at the end, let's say we consider the end present time. There's five Deans now running around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Oh, wait. Some go back into themselves.
No, they're all... There's four... Four Deans are just in this... terrible loop.
One of them's in the year previous.
One of them's going into the pre, like one of them's feeding into the thing, the loop. So they're not always all there.
Yeah, they are.
There's
for this year.
Well, because some of them are going back into becoming the future of them, like in Time Crimes.
But as in Time Crimes, let's discuss it. What's happened has always happened, right? So when they get there the first time, there's three Deans and one Lana already there.
Right. Yes.
Forever.
Yeah. They were always there. Yeah. Yeah. There's the paradox.
Yeah.
Which Ori's going to have with loop things.
Because we find out too. Yeah. That like, again, almost immediately because Terry zaps Dean and knocks him out. It's like Dean 3 that is going down and in the clogs to talk to her. And again, it's like, oh.
I thought it was interesting towards the end of the movie when he was like, I have to do all these things to maintain it. You know, when he got the phone call at the end of the movie and he's like, I have to go back there to maintain it. In my mind, I was like, why? Why do you feel like you have to maintain it? Why can't you just decide not to show up and just try to end the cycle? But he,
because the past version got him. He was with Lana and he wanted to get there where they were good.
Because he was somewhere else, right? They were at the beach with her and they were like moving forward with their life and he got the call and he went back.
What caused him to go? It was something, because I think Scott's onto something. I think it was because he knew if he didn't play his part in past Deans.
Yeah, he wouldn't be the present Dean with her.
Then that Dean would never get the girl in the end.
He's preserving. It's all about his insecurities and trying to preserve the love. And that's everything he's doing in this film. That's clearly his motivation. And she's like, just be with me.
Because everything he went through is what made him who she wanted to love. It was all the struggles he went through and all the time he spent alone and all the soul searching he got to do that made him the person that Lana wanted to be with. So he had to preserve that loop. It's just like it is very time. Well, it's not quite as time crime because there's more of them, but
it's impressive. Our brains have not been this scrambled.
But like that's how I look at it. I need another loop in there. So there's five Deans. And then they all intersect.
Yeah.
And so if the Dean that comes out isn't there to intersect, then these Deans never get here.
Yeah, but if you're already out of that loop.
Yeah, but the younger version of himself made him there in that loop. Put him where he is. So I know what you're saying.
If he doesn't go back and he doesn't make it happen, does he just disappear? Does he just disintegrate?
Yeah, we don't know, right?
Well, he doesn't get the girl. I think
but she's already there.
He's so scared of not. Yeah, but
she's there because this Dean already went back to help previous Dean.
Right.
Get the girl.
He doesn't know what'll happen, and he doesn't want to test it. He's so happy to be where he is in a good place.
I see. So he's afraid that if it's like if you don't go back.
If you don't go back in time and give Ori the plans for the time machine, then she'll never make it in the past.
Yeah, right. And theoretically you would just like dissolve, yeah. Disappear, not exist.
Yeah, and I don't think that's the problem. I don't think, well, I think there is a problem if they don't keep doing the loop, then I think too many Deans come out of the other end. And then you've got a problem. As long as these five Deans stay in this year loop, then present Dean can go ahead without.
So there is an end to these to the loop. The Dean that walks off with her with the flowers is the one that finally comes out the other end, or does he have to go back?
It's him a year later. He takes a year to work on himself, comes back in time to that moment with flowers, like she said.
Oh, you think that's
yes. Dean 4 is at the end, Dean 5. Oh. In the future, he goes back one more time to where the moment where she leaves him. And now he's got flowers. He's already done the work on himself and he's doing what she obviously just wanted. It was like just something simple.
So the whole time they're in there, there's one more Dean sitting in a hotel room with flowers and chocolate.
No, he's just
waiting.
It's no, because four is there at the end. And then he waits another year, works himself, and then comes back just to that moment.
No.
At the very end.
Because the time machine
will
always
right.
take you back to that one moment.
You're right. Oh, my God. So there are five in that hotel.
I think, you know what? I think it's the one that we see his toes curl when he's jerking off. I think that's Dean 5 just waiting it out.
He's just jerking off for like 2 years straight.
Yeah, and like I get the concept of like, you know, the one location, the small budget, but how do they all exist in this tiny location without seeing each other? You know, like Dean 1 can't see all the other Deans.
Wow.
Well, they do a little bit. They do. Well,
once you become Dean 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yeah, but Dean 1 can't see any of them. And there's like six other people there.
Well, because they're all.
It just that part to me was just so unrealistic that I was like.
Yeah. I mean, the possibility of it is, one, they don't stay very clear from each other. I mean, they get wrapped up in each other's timelines pretty heavily.
Clearly, there's no repercussions of running into your past self in this universe. All right, can I tell you about the other theory?
I want to know about the year theory. What's that?
What?
The year theory. Why do they have to wait a year? You said there was a theory about why.
No, it explains some of your other questions. This is an interesting theory that I read about in an article. It says, The Infinite Man may not be a time travel movie at all. It says, go back to the beginning when he clearly explains that the machine captured memories from the previous year and stored it on a hard drive. He then describes how they can go back to that memory. What he's built is not a time machine, but it's along the lines of device in Inception. It's a shared dream. All of Dean and Lana's time looping is happening inside the machine, which explains how a year goes by without them having any food or any change of clothes. We're only witnessing 1 year looping on top of another. In the real world, Lana and Dean are lying unconscious, connected to the machine. It's just a theory.
I like that theory. That fits into my issues of them living in one space with the same clothes with no food for a year.
It is really interesting because they are kind of in this world, like just a year goes by and like the family or friends, they just stay there. They just have the clothes. They have clothes, foods. Didn't really anything's around very close nearby. So it's an interesting theory.
I like that theory. I support that.
There is something almost dreamlike about Terry too. I feel like he's like
nightmare-like.
Yeah, he's always smoking, like comically always smoking. Like he's a fucking cartoon character. I don't think we see him not smoking ever. And
there is an issue with this theory. It says there's still the matter of how Dean 1 managed the first year on his own. Like maybe he returned home and got back to the venue after the year because that still would have had to happen.
Well, he obviously goes somewhere because like I said, I just got another look at the time machine and it's fucking massive. It's like Mother in 2001. So he's going somewhere to get all of that hardware.
Yeah.
But then.
Well, he brought it. Let me think. Oh, yeah. He didn't bring it the first time.
So wait.
No, he did bring it the first time. He did.
Does she actually come back a year later?
No. Remember, we find out later.
That's Lana too, right?
Yeah. When she doesn't show up at first, he has another version of her pretend to be that role. And then there is another version of her that does show up.
Well, it's the version
from the beach fiasco.
Followed him from the beach because she was worried about him.
The version that went in the car and then the car stalled. Yeah, and then she follows him, right? Oh my gosh.
So Lana 1 and Dean 4 spend most of their time together.
This is a podcast where people are just listening to us try to like have cohesive thoughts about this.
So like I respect this movie as a time travel paradox mind fuck movie. I respect the writer. I respect the people who made this movie. They did a great job. But I did not enjoy this movie. This is, for me personally, this was not an enjoyable, entertaining movie. As a person who really loves and respects time travel, good job on you guys, but like, no.
Would you ever watch it again to try to figure it out? As a scientist, Ari.
I only would just to see if they did it flawlessly or if I could find some holes. But I'd have to be in the right mood. And right now, the thought of doing that, no, thank you.
So you telling me you didn't find any holes in this, Art? Oh, except for the not eating.
I mean,
That's a whole.
Yeah, the besides the eating and the clothes and the year, I mean, like the filming of it and the whole timeline of it, like that someone did. I would look for holes. I don't know if there is one because it looks like someone drew a whole diagram of it, and it looks.
I think they're pretty solid. Pretty it seems flawless, like,
which is impressive.
Yeah,
because Primer had holes. Primer did not do a solid job.
I think they handled it. I would watch it next time, and I would make the diagram as we're going, and I would like draw it as I'm going. But I think they handled it. I like movies like this that can scramble my brain. That's impressive, you know?
I don't think you could. You'd have to watch this movie three more times to draw a diagram. Because the first time you're like, I don't know which Dean this is. Here's a Dean. And I won't know which fucking Dean this is until an hour from now.
I was in it. I had it when they were like three Deans in. It was when the Lana 2 comes back, or after they went to the car and came back. And then swapped roles. All of a sudden, I just lost it. I lost all of it. But I was with them three quarters of the way through.
I have a question. What the fuck was up with the toilet scene?
Oh, yeah.
The toilet scene where he hears her singing and he goes into the toilet and it's him sitting there in her socks and lipstick playing a recording of her humming. What the fuck was that?
Thank you, Ari. Let's talk about it.
So that's in the early stages where this guy is trying to win back Lana, one Dean from the other one. And I guess he's trying to say that when he goes to the bathroom, he doesn't want that Dean bothering Lana. So he has her singing just to throw him off. Now, that being said, that doesn't explain the lipstick at all, except that later on he puts the lipstick on to recreate that. But
yeah, that's something we need to talk about in general, is how jealous Dean is of other Deans.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, that's like at one point he gets mad at her for loving another Dean, and he talks about him like he's another person. He's like, how could you love him? What does he have that I don't have?
That just shows he's obviously, you know, he says at the end of the film, he never believed she loved him. He's obviously very insecure. He hates himself. And so that just shows how level he's so insecure. He's insecure against other versions of himself. I mean, that's how extreme it gets, you know. It's absurd, right? You're attracted to him. I hope you're attracted to him because you're attracted to me. We're the same person.
I think that the toilet scene was just them trying to be weird. There was nothing to do with like...
Well, remember he said it was him trying to throw him off? He's like...
Yeah, but they would have had to show it more than once.
It's almost like him trying to train him like, you're not going to get her. And this is like in the early stages. Let me just set the tone.
I think it was just filler. I think they needed more time. Same with the weird sex scene.
What's the button with the music on it?
He had all those things planned. He had that paper of all the romantic things. All that was him like setting the music for just the right moment as he kissed her.
Oh, okay.
It's like over planning of like making everything so perfect. That's all that was.
You know what I thought it was? I thought he was making noise so that, because he knew at that point that there was a Dean with a bug in her ear. And I thought he was playing the music loud so that he could drown, so that she wouldn't be able to hear what he was saying into the bug.
No, it was one of his romantic moments. I think he even told her earlier in the film, like, oh, we were going to kiss and I was going to play this song.
So just a weird thing. Like I said, hopefully you've watched this movie, but at one point, Dean has a bug in Lana's ear. So she recreates a conversation exactly the way it happened. What we find out at the end is that's not even the original Dean that she's having the conversation with. So Dean is recreating both sides of that conversation. Was never real.
That was my favorite scene in the film. And then when it shows him just talking to himself, like they show the Dean that's like telling her what to say through her headphones. And then the other Dean having the conversation, they just cut back between Dean talking to Dean. And like you said, this conversation that was never authentic. Oh my God, that's an amazing, unique thing that we have not seen in another film.
Yeah, the double cross.
Recreating this timeline where everyone's just trying to fool everyone else and none of it was real to anybody.
I don't have anything to add to this. I just want to say the word bifurcated dildo on my podcast just once.
Yeah, there's a lot.
What does that mean?
Is it a double-sided dildo?
Like a snake's tongue is bifurcated.
Oh.
You're bifurcated.
My penis is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of sexual insecurity in the film. It comes up a lot, obviously.
So, Ari, you have a hat that will take you back 1 year. Oh, you know what? Well, yeah, I'll ask it that way. I was going to say, should we do it where you have a hat that'll take you back 1 year, or you have a hat that will always take you back to a specific time. So whether you wait 10 days, a year, 10 years, your anchor point for time travel never leaves.
Yeah, because they didn't have to wait a year. You didn't have to wait a year.
Well, they have to go to where the memory is.
Yeah, the memory is that date. But yes. He could have waited a month and gone back. He could have waited, you know, but he waited
a year. They could have Groundhog Day this movie really easy. Because all the action takes place on the anniversary.
See, yeah, but that's what got me is why did he have to wait a year?
Well, the first time he waited a year because he wanted her, he hoped she came back. And then he thought she did come back. He didn't realize that was time traveling Lana. The first time it makes sense because the first time he wasn't actually really planning on traveling through time. He just wanted to be there when she came back to create the perfect memory for them to have forever.
So the first time she came back was Lana 2 from the beach.
Right.
So
the Lana who had already fallen in love with him and was ready to spend seemingly her life with him.
Right. So that to me is where I get confused as far as where Lana 1 originally went, because they were there, she left. Oh, that's the one where the car ran out of gas. See, yeah. I don't have the brain power tonight for this one for some reason.
I don't know if we'd have it any night.
Like I said, Lana 1 got caught in all of the shit immediately. And then somehow Dean 4 convinced her to stick around.
No. Lana 1 got in the car.
Yeah.
And the car ran out of gas. Yeah. And then
she follows him back later.
They go off to the beach.
No. Oh.
Lana 1 goes back in time to become 2, right?
And then she goes to the beach and then follows him back. And then she's the one who gets sent back again.
Lana 1 becomes Lana 2.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then Lana 2 is the one that he is with at the end.
Yeah.
At the beach.
At the end.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we're supposed to think at the end. I think the guy, we followed through all the way, our starting Dean is the one who's left without the girl at the end, if I'm correct. And then he's still jealous of the fifth version of himself that is with her.
So, okay, wait, can I just clarify one thing? So
you can try.
So they are there.
Where's there, Ari? Show me where there is.
Okay. They're there the first time and they record the hat thing, but there was no time traveling happened, right? And Lana gets in the car with the ex to drive away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they run out of gas.
Yeah.
But they don't show that till the very end.
Right.
But then she gets out of the car and starts to walk off into the desert. And that's when Dean 5 shows up with the flowers. They walk off. They go to the beach. They spend a year at the beach. Then Dean gets the phone call.
Yeah.
Goes back.
Yeah.
She follows him back.
Yes.
So at that point, she has not time traveled.
Right.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
But later on, she's going to travel back.
And then she time travels.
Back. And then there's 2 of her. And then,
because we should make that clear, that's what kind of sets this whole thing off. So he waits a year. She doesn't show up. So he calls her to see if he can bring her there. A later version of himself answers the phone from her apartment. And then that's when he realizes that he's got to go. Like I said, at this point.
And the later version is the one that goes back in time.
But he goes.
But eventually
there.
The original one does come and becomes that later version.
But I don't understand where her loop. The one that went to the beach and stayed there with him with so Lana one. Oh yeah. I mean, maybe looking at this, but tell me if I'm right. Lana 1 ends up with Dean 5.
4. Well, no. Yeah. Lana 1 never ends up with Dean 5. Lana 1 gets caught up in all the Deans and then hangs out with Dean 4 for a long time and then goes back up. Gets involved with all the fucking Deans again, and then time travels with Dean 1. Because remember, that's where Dean said, "Hey, go talk to him real quick."
Oh, I must be missing something. Yeah, before she gets in the car with the ex, a bunch of stuff happens, and I must be getting confused as to where she first traveled. Yeah,
this is where she. I think this is where she gets in the car right here.
Okay, so there's a bunch of stuff that happens before that. I thought
Lana leaves Dean.
Wow.
Lana, and then this is where, and then Dean unites with Lana too.
Wow.
So is this
Dean 5 unites with, yeah, so Dean 5 is with her at the end.
This is Chocolates and,
yeah.
Okay.
And you're right, Dean 5 is just sitting in the room waiting all this time for 2 years, maybe, is that right? No,
a year, but he just doesn't, he's
no, but then they spend a year together after she gets back, so he waits 2 years.
No, he time travels back, so it's always a year.
There's no, but look, there's the anniversary that things went wrong. She comes back a year later. They're in love for a year. They stay there for a year. That's when there's the other guy that's jealous and like masturbating to them. That year of happiness at the hotel. That means that Dean 5 waited 2 years. A year without her and the year with her. He's waiting 2 years in a hotel room by doing nothing. With no food. He's not going out to get food because he can't get caught.
Oh, here's where he receives the call. Oh, shit. So here's where they receive the call. So it's Lana 1.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
Lana 1 follows him back from the beach.
Yes.
Okay, so I was right.
And so that's right. That's Lana 1 that does the first time traveling.
Yeah, okay.
But so Lana 2 right. is at the end.
Because Lana only time travels once.
Yes. It's only two Lanas. Lana 1 turns into Lana 2.
Oh. Where does Lana 2, how does Lana 2 end up?
She's the one who ends up with him.
Yeah.
Because Lana one is stuck in the loop.
Yeah.
Lana two
makes it out. One stuck in the loop.
Makes it out.
At this point, there's only one Lana, even though there's a bunch of Deans.
Yeah.
Poof.
So
tell our listeners that this diagram will be up on your website or something.
Yeah, it's on This Is Barry.
Absolutely. Yeah. 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 That will be posted all over the place.
It's a quality film.
I use the fuck out of this time machine. Like,
what? I don't know if I would. It's a one-way ticket. You got to wait through a year at a hotel.
Doesn't have to be a year though.
Yes.
But you don't have to, and you don't have to use it the way they use it. You have this machine in your room. I shouldn't say I'd use the fuck out of it. I would use the fuck out of it for a short period of time. Like, I would have some fun with this thing.
But you'd have as many Desmonds as times that you use it.
I'd kill them.
Wow. There's your movie.
There comes the ethics.
There's your movie right there.
Wouldn't they try to kill you also?
Yes.
No, I'd always have the upper hand. I know what you're doing.
So you...
Oh, no, you're right. Because eventually...
You'd have to instantly kill them. Travel back, kill them, and then do whatever you're going to do.
Yep.
Travel back, kill that version of you that killed the other version of you, and then continue doing.
And then in a hundred years, when some old lady buys my house and decides she wants to do some gardening in the back, and they find 50 identical corpses.
That'll be quite a police case.
There's a movie right there for you guys.
When the mystery really starts.
Yeah.
Woof. Woof, indeed.
Unique.
But also not.
Until next time. I'm Desmond McNeese.
I have a headache.
And I'm Scott Lifton without a headache.
Bye-bye now.
Can I go back in time? Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese. For We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
This is the portion of the podcast where Desmond goes to urinate. As he urinates, please enjoy these songs courtesy of Ari and Scott. Do-do-do, do-do-do.
Elevator music.
Peeing is fun when you do it with friends. Pee on the side of your house while the podcasters wait as you urinate. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
You got a hit there.
This urination break was brought to you courtesy of Time Warner Songs. We now return you to your regularly scheduled Time Pop podcast starring your time poppers, Ariel Galah, Desmond McNeese, and Scott Lifton. This has been your filler conversation as we wait for Desmond to urinate. Please enjoy your podcast now. Desmond's currently sanitizing his hands so that his hands are clean from the urine.